This is Honest Math Chat, an elementary teacher podcast. Today's episode 9, Math Collaboration Develops Real-World Skills for a Better World. Today we're going to chat about how teaching collaboration can change the world, and why collaboration is the key to math success, and then 3 statements you can use in your classroom to foster a culture of collaboration. Math Classroom Culture. Math mindset and student-centered instructional practices are just a few of the topics that we will cover on the Honest Math Chat, an elementary teacher podcast. We will feature practical ideas from teachers for all teachers. See, this podcast is all about helping you create a classroom where students are empowered to love and deeply understand math. If you want the math classroom of your dreams, or let's face it, maybe you've never dreamed about math because it's not your thing, come alongside as I, a former math hater turned math teacher cheerleader, show you how you can transform your elementary's classroom. From just getting through the math lesson each day to making math your favorite part of the day and your students' favorite part. Let's get this honest chat started, shall we? How do you create a classroom where there is a collective and collaborative approach to understanding math? This idea is something that I think every math teacher grapples with. We want a place where everyone feels a sense of belonging and responsibility for each other's understanding, where we're there to support and lift each other up, and making sure that everyone develops a deep conceptual understanding of math and learns to love math. I want us to create those classrooms where students aren't there just to do work and to get a grade and then to move on, but I want us to make classrooms where students are leaving with life skills, right? And if you haven't heard, every single job in today's world requires collaboration. But to be honest with you, it goes beyond that for me. I'm not on this teaching journey with my students just to get them a job. I'm here because I want to help them use their ideas to make this world new and improved in their eyes. My entire life, I have felt called to make space for those who aren't given space to use their voice. I've felt that this world needs more compassion and perspective on the populations that we just forget and underserve. I'm on this journey to make sure my students know that the world, our country, this land, wasn't meant to be this way. I'm here to help them find the words and perspectives and attitudes and stances to create a more peaceful, proactive, and productive world for all people. So yeah. A lot of my math teaching is just about teaching people to be good people. And of course, we do rigorous work that matters. We grow the hell out of our math brains. But none of that matters if we continue down a path of complacency in our silos. Collaboration starts with building relationships with our students and then among our students. And then we use that collaboration to build our math brains. I use expectations, I use norms, and I use activities to build productive relationships where my students can collaborate and support one another. Because, again, it's my hope that my students work together to solve, to check reasoning, and to figure out how to learn together. I want our students to watch someone solve a problem, to really listen to them to understand their thinking. What a skill, right? That is so transferable from math class to the world. And then I want them to ask meaningful questions so that they actually deeply understand that other student's thinking and perspective. And after that, that student may point out something that doesn't make sense to them or even a mistake. And the original sharer takes that feedback as a way to grow and doesn't get defensive. but instead says thank you. And they work together to find a suitable solution. Now, this could happen in small groups, partnerships, or even as a whole group. The point is that students see their responsibility to the group, to understand and see that they play a part in every person in this group understanding math deeply. My students see that a true team is better when the players collaborate and toward moving each other over the finish line. Of course, without sacrificing their own understanding and being sure that they advocate for themselves as thinkers and learners, but that each person is welcomed and valued in a group, and every person is seen as a valuable member and a valuable problem solver. And that isn't just my dream and my hope. That is what I'm creating in my classroom, and I'm here to help you do in your math classroom. Because it's what real mathematicians do. Later in school, in college, in jobs, in related careers to math, it's what real mathematicians do. Collaboration is relevant to students when we say, how do mathematicians work together, right? We want students to understand how to build relationships with others. It's a responsibility of ensuring that our fellow mathematician understands my thinking and their thinking, and that we can all find a solution that's most efficient and effective. So you might have your students work together really well, or you might have kids that don't want to work with other students. You might have students that just go through the motions to do the work, but they often just then share their answers with each other. Anybody feel that? I do. You also might have students that really struggle to be productive in groups. So how? We get it. We know why. We understand the real world applications. We want this for our students. So how? Well, when we're in a community of learners, we collaborate. And that's a non-negotiable in my classroom. And we establish our norms to guide that work. I'm a big advocate for using quick statements or norms or mantras to guide the work we're doing. So we use these three statements to guide our collaboration, and it's how we hold each other accountable. The first statement is, we are all partners. Think about ways that you can help your students all work together. Be strategic in helping them find ways to be partners with everyone. There's tons of ways to randomize partners with playing cards or popsicle sticks or even online computer programs for name generation. But make sure students have opportunities to practice being partners with everyone. The second statement is, we are all responsible for each other's thinking. No matter who is in our classroom, it's our job to help them find understanding. Not to show them how or to tell them the answer, but to listen to their reasoning, ask questions, show them our strategy, and work together. And this is something we talk about all the time. In fact, I would suggest that you write these three statements up on your board or on your wall and refer to them often as you work to establish collaboration. So statement number three to guide our collaboration is, we're here to support. We are all here to support one another. And the thing about a student-centered classroom is that a lot of the responsibility does lie with the students. However, there is a strong classroom community that is founded on support. And that is the main job of the teacher. Not the giver of information, but the support. The support to keep things on track, to help those that are stuck, or to encourage students to keep going. Support doesn't always mean, or maybe it never means, showing students how to do it. But instead, support means showing students that they can do it. So I encourage you to take these three statements. We are all partners, responsible for each other's thinking, and here to support, and talk with your students about collaboration. Come up with ways that your students think collaboration can look and sound and how they want it to feel in their math classroom. Well, that was the chat for the day, friends. I hope that it filled you up, gave you some ideas to implement tomorrow, and that you felt like you were chatting with your math teacher bestie, because that's what it's all about. If you haven't downloaded my ebook yet, 5 Steps to a Student-Centered Math Class, go right now, www.locallearnersandco.com/ebook. You'll get 5 clear steps to engage your students and drive toward real deep math understanding. As always, if you have questions or comments, make sure to let me know. Check out the show notes, and then, of course, subscribe to the podcast, because that's what you do with podcasts. Can't wait to talk to you soon. Have a great rest of your day. Peace, friend.